Bava Metzia, Mishnah number 8. So what can the finder do with other items that are not animals in order to protect the items they shouldn't get damaged? Matzah Safarim, you found scrolls. Now if you don't open the scroll and read it from time to time, it could get moldy or damp. The letters peel off, the parchment fall apart. So the Mishnah says, Korebahen achas l'shloishim yom. Should open up the scroll, and once in 30 days, you should read from them. Now, vim ein yodeh likros, if the guy is unlearned and doesn't know how to read, goylelon, you simply unroll them so they get some air and get a bit of movement so that the scrolls stay fresh and they stay whole. Aval lo yilmoid bohen bitchila, mustn't learn from them, something he has not yet learnt. Velo yikare acher imoy, and somebody else is not allowed to read along with you, because everyone's going to try and pull the book or pull the scroll closer towards them, and in doing so it could rip. People get excited when they learn and get caught up in what's going on, and you have to be careful. So you can only use them in a way that's a single focused. You open it, you roll it around in order to maintain the safety of the item. Matzah kusus. What happened if he found items of clothing? So you should shake it out from the dust. Achas l'shloishim yom. Once in 30 days, give it a good shake so that the fabric stays good and doesn't start getting holes in it or overly dirty. V'shotcha l'sorcha, and he is also allowed to spread it out for the clothing's own good. Avalo l'chvoido, but not for his own honor. In order to decorate, you can't use it like to decorate your home. You've got some extra fabrics to make your home look nice. Klei kester for klei nechoshes, silver or copper. Mishdamesh ben letzorkon. You're allowed to use them for their own good, but you can't wear them. Velola shachakon. So you can use them, but not to wear them out. But in the last case, in the Mishnah, about klei kester, sorry, klei zahav, klei zechuch is gold or glass. Lo yigabhen achiyova Eliyahu, don't touch them until Eliyahu Novi comes, because they're so fragile and that you could break them. Matzah sack o kupa. If you found a sack or a large basket or anything that is not generally carried about, then v'chol dovah she'ein darko litol, harizeh lo yitol, don't carry it. Meaning you don't have to worry about it, you can just leave it alone. No one uses it, you can just leave it in the corner and not worry about what's going to happen to it. Mishnah 9, Ezahu Yavoida, what is considered lost property? So Matzah Chamor, if you found a donkey, or a parah, or a cow, Royin Baderech, grazing on the path, Einzu Aveda, a random animal grazing on the grass somewhere, but not without any owners, that's not a lost item. Chamor V'Kelav Hafuchim, but you found a donkey, and all its things, that its trappings, the things that it was carrying, are all upside down. Or para varatzo ben akromer, a cow running in a vineyard. Havizuave, that is a lost item. That's unusual. That's clearly not in the right place. Hechzira barcha, you returned it, but it ran away again. Hechzira barcha, it's happened a number of times. Afilo arba v'chamisha par, maybe even 4 or 5 times. Chayev lachzira, you have to return it. Shneema hashev teshivim, you shall surely return it. The double expression saying, doesn't matter how much effort it is, you've got to turn it back. Hayabatal misela. If the finder lost work because he kept trying to return this item and lost an amount of money of a seller, lo yomala, don't say to the owner, tenli seller, ala no seno sechara kapoil batel, but rather the owner should only pay him the wages of an unemployed laborer, so probably minimum wage. Well, im yesham based in, but if there was a based in there, then masna mifne based in. The finder can go to the based in and say, I want damages for my lost income. I was helping this fellow out. It got a bit ridiculous. I lost a lot of money whilst doing this mitzvah. I want to be compensated. Im ein sham based in, bifni miyasna. But if there was no court of law before whom can he go and make his complaints? Shaloi koidem, then his comes first. Now, not claiming your wages makes sense, because the owner could say, listen, very nice of you for being a tzaddik, for returning my item, but I didn't want you to return my item if it was going to cost me a fortune in paying your very high salary. So I would rather you didn't return it than having to pay. All that the finder can claim is the minimal wage an unemployed person would accept. However, if before he begins to deal with the lost animal, the finder makes a stipulation in front of a court that if he should lose time at work while returning the animal, that he would recover the loss, then the owner must pay him. If there was no court in front of which to make that stipulation, his own work takes precedent over the loss of others, and he can get on with going to work.